Getting started to really center in self, really tuning into self, checking in with self. Where are you at right now? Sort of taking the internal temperature, noticing what's here for you. So you start to take these first steps in, really checking in with self. What's your internal temperature? What sort of energies, sensations, thoughts are here for you as we get started? We can work with this breath pattern, this inhaling, really using your inhale to bring more of yourself here. Breathing into your body, letting your inhale really help bring you into your body as you feel your breath in your chest, in your abdomen, maybe all the way down into your root. And with your exhale, letting your exhale kind of help you let go of anything that's here that doesn't serve this space, this practice that we're going into. So inhaling, nice, slow, full, ease-filled inhales, bringing more of yourself into this present moment in your body, in your energetics. Letting your inhale flow naturally into the exhale, exhaling, just letting go of anything you're holding, anything that's taking up space in your field that doesn't serve to be here. We're going to take a little bit more time here, really setting the stage for this practice. Coming present, centered in self. Holding all of that, but only that which serves to be here for this practice. Now, as you're continuing with these breaths, I'm going to call in this practice that we do every time we practice. This New Earth Priestess practice we do, finding those roots that connect you down into earth. Healing those roots that connect you to ground, to earth herself. We've done this many times. So it's a simple tuning into those roots. All the ways you ground into self and from self down into earth herself. Breathing into those roots, letting them come to life. To the next degree, to whatever degree serves this practice. And with those roots alive, connecting you to ground, to earth, centering back into self. For bringing your attention, your awareness up to your crown, up to those heights. Opening up to that light we work with up above. The light that surrounds you, that falls down from high up above you. Asking to what degree it serves to open up to this light, to call it in. Let it waterfall down through your crown, down through your head, your neck, your shoulders, down into your chest, your heart space. All the way down through your body, down into your root. Light coming all the way down through you, down into those deep roots that connect you to Earth herself. And really starting to breathe your full channel from roots to crown. Breathing this channel. Maybe you're calling down more light. Maybe you're calling up more earth, more that divine feminine from earth, from ground, from depths. Breathing this channel, centered in self, aligned your whole self from heights to depths and depths to heights. Centered, grounded. So full of light. Gonna start to move into our journey. Finding your feet on the floor, your feet on the earth. Finding imagery to come online here. Gonna really let this be your journey. Sort of opening your inner eyes so you feel your feet on earth. It's becoming curious about where you are, what's around you, what sort of ecosystem are you in? But feet on ground, feet on earth. For me, I'm finding myself in a forest. Autumn having passed, leaves all around me on the ground, on the earth, trees bare, but that's me. Where are you finding yourself? Feet on earth. As you're here, if you haven't already, noticing a path laid out before you. As this path starts to unveil itself, getting to take steps down along it. As you're taking each step down along this path, feeling your feet on the earth, listening for any sounds, swiveling your neck, your head as you notice what's here. Maybe who's here? Taking steps along this path. Remembering as we take each step how grounded, how centered you are in self, how so filled with light you are. And if at any moment you need to call down more light or feel more solidly grounded in your body, connected to earth. Feel free to do so. Letting yourself walk along this path. Just noticing what's here for you, taking note of anything that's here specifically for you. So you very simply just take this walk across this land. As you're walking, across this land. Start to see an opening. The world around you opening up. The ground beneath you shifting. Before you, forming a large body of water. Walking along this earth, coming to water's edge, this place where earth meets water, land meets water. I'm coming to that water's edge, coming into stillness, feeling that earth beneath you, looking out. On this great expanse of water. Perhaps it's an ocean, perhaps it's a great sea. Doesn't matter so much. It's a great body of water. Noticing what ground is beneath you. Maybe you're on a sandy beach or a rocky cliff. Just taking notice here. Of what's alive, what's present for you here where the land meets the water. As we're standing here, it's like a moment of preparation. We're about to take a plunge. Before we do, it's a moment of preparation before your feet leave the earth. Breathing into self, just noticing the simple act of noticing what's here. As you notice what's here, if there's any sort of response in your body, any sensations, energetics, intuitive knowings, direct messages. Taking some deep breaths into your body here. Be starting from your heart space. So you descend down into your body, really feeling your feet on the earth as you breathe deep, deep, deep down into your body. Perhaps that's your belly, perhaps that's your root, perhaps that's your womb. Deep, deep breaths into your body. It's almost like these deep breaths are an invitation to take that plunge. And when you feel it, when you're ready, letting your feet leave the earth as you take the plunge right down into that body of water. Immersing yourself fully in this water. As you allow yourself to be guided down, down. Down through the water, continuing these deep breaths, letting your breath be that which is also guiding you down, down into your body, down into self. At the same time, you're guided down, down through the water. Might notice the water around you getting darker, darker shades of blue. Just noticing if there's anything else here, anyone else here that's here for you to support you, only to support you here on this journey. Anyone here? To guide you, to be with you. Going to continue these deep breaths. So you continue this descending down through the water. Down, down through the water. Noticing if there's any areas of tension in your body. Is there any part of you trying to control where you're going? Any part of you of holding on, attached or clinging to that which you left behind? You might invite your breath to help fill you with ease. There's ever a need calling in more of that light, that love, more of that divine feminine energy from below. She's really the one that's guiding you downward now. Can you release a little bit more fully into her? She appears to you through ocean, whether she appears to you through some other being. This divine feminine, pure love, here to guide you even deeper down into your depth. If you haven't yet come to ground, come to land on the base of this watery, oceanic floor, descending down until your feet once more touch ground, touch earth, landing. Landing down upon earth. So you're fully immersed, fully descended down into this great body of water, keeping those deep breaths deep down into your body. Landing. Breathing. Knowing you are so safe, you are so supported, you are so fully immersed, this great body of divine feminine pure love. Once again, noticing with your inner eye. What's here? Who's here? Maybe there's one being, maybe there's many beings. Maybe there's no one but you and this body of water and this ground beneath you. What's here for you? Present in your body, in your emotions. Any guidance, any words of wisdom, any messages? Staying with your breath in your body. Gonna give you guys some time to be here, to have your own experience. What's here for you? There a releasing? Is there a receiving? Is there an alchemy, a transmutation? You notice yourself starting to drift out of the practice, really calling upon your breath to ground and center yourself. Really feeling your feet on that ocean floor. Of asking anything else to happen here. We're going to do one more practice while we're here. Any last things to happen in regard to self? It's part of the journey that's about self. Start to shift a little bit. Again, really feeling your feet on that ocean floor. Feeling the water that surrounds you. Fully immersed in this water. Feeling it. Feeling that water on your skin. The temperature. The sensations on your skin. So you stay here rooted, grounded, centered in self. If it feels true to do so, expanding your awareness, your consciousness outward, tuning into feeling that water all around you, this vast, vast body of water. If you haven't been really tuning into that oceanic quality, submerged in the depths of the ocean as you expand your consciousness out further. The vision I'm seeing in my mind's eye is this singular ocean that spans the whole of Earth. Earth as this one great body of water. Expanding out across Earth throughout this one great body of water. Breathing with this water, being with this water. And as you're expanding out to hold the whole of this one ocean, if it feels true to you, can you allow this ocean to simultaneously fill you? It's like the pores of your skin opening up as you invite in these waters, this one singular body of water, letting it fill you, letting it wash through you from head to toe, filling your whole body. Is there anywhere in particular that this water readily goes to? Your heart, your guts, your womb. Maybe it's your shoulder, your hip. Is there anywhere in your body that you notice you're resisting the flow of this water too. You're standing here, the bottom of the ocean, feet rooted down into ground, into earth. You're feeling this whole ocean energy around you, feeling the whole of this ocean, these waters permeating every cell of your being. One last piece here, because I'm now feeling mermaid coming in. Maybe she's already shown up for you, maybe not. You're standing here, noticing her as she swims up straight to you. Long hair flowing. Moving so swiftly, so elegantly, so beautifully through the water. She's here for you with a message, with a gift. What is she bringing you today? And if you're willing, opening to receive this gift. Giving you a moment, a few moments here to share in this experience with her. Excited to meet you, to greet you in this way, to share with you today. There anything you want to share with her? Gratitude from your heart, words, message, questions. Giving yourself the last few moments here. Asking if there's any last thing to happen here. Starting to say goodbye for now, knowing you can always return. And we are going to start our journey back. Really breathing into self, center of self, your whole body, your whole being, centered in self. When you're ready, pushing off of that oceanic floor as you start to rise back up through the waters. Releasing anything you need to release. Staying connected into anything you are meant to stay connected into. Rising back up, all the way back up, all the way back up through those waters. Until at last you burst up into open air. Taking your time as you swim back to shore, coming back onto land, finding yourself back on that path that brought you here. Really feeling your feet on this path, tuning back into those surroundings, that ecosystem. So you take each step back along the path, rooting your feet back down onto earth. Feeling your feet, your real feet, your physical feet on that ground beneath you. So you keep walking this path back into self, back into the room you are seated in. This physical body you are seated in. Taking your time to come back. With time, finding yourself in your body in the room you are in. Orienting yourself in the room you are in. Breathing fully into your whole body. Giving yourself all the time you need to come back. Finding whatever movement you need in your body. Continuing to take your time, we'll make our way back to the screen eventually.